Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to do some hugging, we'll have lots of syncopation, and we'll celebrate the birthdays of Smith Ballou and Art Castle. I'll bet you didn't know it, but since 1986, January 21st has been designated as National Hugging Day, and that term is actually trademarked. It was created by Kevin Zaborny of Michigan for family and friends to hug often and freely with one another. There's an abundance of research finding that positive touch, such as hugging, improves one's physical, emotional, and spiritual health, but some people are uncomfortable with public affection, are sensitive to touch, or their reaction is unknown, so it's best to ask first. Special Olympian Tim Harris of Albuquerque, New Mexico was named Most Huggable Person of 2016, and you can find out everything there is possible to know about National Hugging Day at their official website, nationalhuggingday.com. It may be past January 21st, but since National Hugging Day should be celebrated every day, we're going to embrace a set of rapidly rotating records about hugging, beginning with Art Landry and his orchestra.
Awful nice, it's paradise. Now I'm a poet.
Well, you don't show it.
It's much to my surprise. For without my knowing, the rhymes start flowing when I looked in her eyes. Every night I sit down and write till dawning.
Well, tell me then, what did you write this morning?
I wrote your huggable, your kissable. I'm wild over huggable, kissable you. You're hauntable, so wonderful. And that's why I want you like I do. My heart's afire with love's desire. And someday I pray that my dreams will come true. It will be blissable, if it's permissible, to live just for huggable, kissable you.
On the new and easy plan, baby, we'll be okay, hugging and mugging. Thank you.
Bob Sylvester and his orchestra from a Vocalion 78 made September 22, 1937, and Huggin' and Muggin'. Huggin' and Muggin' was written by Richard McPherson under the name Cecil Mack. Before that, we heard the Sunshine Boys, Dan Mooney and Joe Mooney, on May 6, 1929, with Huggable Kissable You, written by Irving Bebo. We started off with Art Landry and his orchestra and Hugs and Kisses. The vocalist on that October 15, 1926 recording was Dinty Curtis. Now, to celebrate National Hugging Day, hug the one you're with right now. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. My friend Andy Sr., who many of you know as the host of the fine vintage music program Radiola, apparently didn't have enough to do in his life, so last year he began writing for the American Rag, a national newspaper devoted to the promotion, preservation, and perpetuation of traditional jazz and ragtime. Through what he describes as a series of entirely unanticipated circumstances, he wound up purchasing the assets of the paper, and within a matter of just 2 weeks, has prepared the very first issue of a brand new publication, The Syncopated Times. Carrying on and enhancing the work of Don and Kathy Jones, publishers of the American Rag, The Syncopated Times explores the world of hot jazz, ragtime, and swing. Of course, there's a Facebook page, The Syncopated Times, and you can find out more about the paper and subscribe at the website, syncopatedtimes.com. I am very happy and proud to be the very first subscriber, and so to celebrate the first issue of The Syncopated Times, here's a set of syncopated tunes, beginning with Adrian Schubert's Dance Orchestra.
Thank you. baby, her name is Sal. Maybe you won't like it, and maybe you will, but I'll bet money you can't keep your feet still. Syncopating Sal, some baby rhythmicating gal. Rise up from a song that keeps her moving right along. Smooth lady can't keep her still. She always gives me a chill. Simply finding a thrill out of any little tune. No matter where we go, she always plays the whole show and captivates her friends with just a dance. Say, I wouldn't take all the money they make if I had to live without seeing her shake. Syncopating Sal, she's my heartbreaking gal.
Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians with Brother Tom taking the vocal honors on Syncopation Sal from April 5, 1925. Tom also wrote the song along with Ward Campbell, who was a reed man with the band until his death in 1923 and was replaced by his brother Fred. Before that, it was the Club Royal Orchestra, directed by Clyde Dewar, and Syncopate, introducing Some Little Someone. That Victor recording is from May 26, 1922, and both of those tunes are from the Broadway musical comedy Molly, Darling, with music by Tom Johnstone. Club Royal was a nightclub owned by the Thompson Brothers, and the group also entertained at New York's Grand Central Theater and other venues. We begin this first of two syncopating sets with Adrian Schubert's Dance Orchestra, with our old friend Irving Kaufman vocalizing on Syncopated Jamboree. The band was credited as Roy Carlson's Dance Orchestra on that April 1, 1930, Jewel 78, and Syncopated Jamboree was written by John Smith. Last week, January 18th, marked the birth in 1896 in Chicago, Illinois, of Art Cassell, K-A-S-S-E-L. He attended the Chicago Art Institute and served in World War I. In the early 20s, he played in Chicago bands and formed his own group called the Overseas Four. He formed his large band, Art Cassell, and his Cassells in the Air Orchestra in 1924. It was based in Chicago and played mostly at the Bismarck Hotel and the Aragon Ballroom. Benny Goodman, Frank Teschmacher, and Bud Freeman were all members of the band at one time or another. Art Cassell also composed a number of songs, including Doodle Doo Doo with Mel Stitzel in 1924 and Hell's Bells in 1932, both of which were used as the band's theme song. The band was on radio in the 1930s, doing remote broadcasts from the Black Hawk Restaurant in Chicago over WGN. In the late 40s and 50s, the band was based on the West Coast, playing at the Hollywood Palladium and the Golden West Ballroom in Norwalk, and appeared on early TV. Art Cassell died in Van Nuys, California, of kidney failure on February 3, 1965, but the orchestra continued to perform West Coast engagements after his death. Here's Art Cassell. Thank you.
and you hear love calling, blue sweetheart, tears of love are falling. I know they are meant just for me. Tears of sadness, let me change them into gladness. Love its spell is casting, you sweetheart, make it everlasting, say that you'll be mine forever, and never.
Love songs while she kept chewing gum.
Chewing gum, chewing gum, chewing gum,
chewing gum.
I said to Mary's father, you know I'm not so dumb. I wanna marry Mary, but he kept chewing gum. Oh, he didn't say yes, and he didn't say no. So I just kept playing on my old banjo.
Well, there's a thoroughly silly song. Harry Roy and his orchestra from the Café Anglais on May 24th, 1933, and Chewing Gum, written by Art Castle. Before that, it was Art Castle himself with the Castles in the Air Orchestra and Blue Sweetheart. The vocalist on that November 4th, 1937 Bluebird recording was Billy Leach. Blue Sweetheart was composed by Terry Shand with the lyric by Marvin Lee. I made it sound in the intro like the first recording in that set was by Art Castle, but in fact we started off our tribute to Art Castle with Frank Westfall and his orchestra from their final recording session for Columbia on March 6th of 1924, with another Art Castle composition, written with Vic Burton, That Lullaby Strain. That recording by Frank Westfall is one of 25 on the Rivermont CD, Frank Westfall and his orchestra, Oh Sister Ain't That Hot, 1922 to 1924. You can get the complete track list, hear audio samples, and buy the CD at rivermontrecords.com. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. The second segment of the show was devoted to syncopated tunes in celebration of the debut issue of the Syncopated Times, the newspaper published by Andy Sr., which explores the world of hot jazz, ragtime, and swing. You can find out more about the Syncopated Times and subscribe at the paper's website, syncopatedtimes.com. And you can also give it a like on Facebook. For this segment of the show, we've got some tunes by some syncopating groups, beginning with the Chickasaw Syncopators. Thank you.
a sunny day without you clouds in the sky. With you my luck will stay, without you fortune will fly. With you I'll never stop until I've reached the top. Without you I will never get by. With you a happy song, without you castles that fall. With you I can't go wrong, without you chances are small. With you my banner's unfurled, right there on top of the world. Without you I'm just nothing at all.
Grey Gull Studio Band, credited on the label of that 1930 Piccadilly 78 as the White Star Syncopators, and With You, written by Irving Berlin. The vocalist here is unidentified, but With You was sung by Harry Richman and Joan Bennett in the 1930 film Puttin' on the Ritz. Before that, it was The Wicked Stomp, recorded October 1, 1929. The Wicked Stomp was composed by Mike Mosiello and performed there by the Atlanta Syncopators, another Grey Gull Studio Band led by Mike Mosiello. The Wicked Stomp was preceded by the Blue Ribbon Syncopators and Scratch, written and arranged by Hurley Dimer, drummer in the band. And you gotta love the choo-choo railroad sound of that arrangement. I wonder if the title Scratch is some kind of railroad term or reference. Oh, Jackson Garrison, you care to weigh in on that question? The Blue Ribbon Syncopators were a regular working band popular in the Buffalo, New York area, and that Columbia 78 was made April 29, 1927. We started that syncopator set with the Chickasaw Syncopators, a campus band probably directed by Jimmy Lunsford, and Memphis Rag, recorded by Columbia in Memphis, on December 13, 1927. Chickasaw is the Indian word for the Memphis Bluff on which the city is built. Last week, January 21st, marked the birth in 1902 in Palestine, Texas, of singer, bandleader, and actor Smith Ballou. It's spelled Palestine, but it's pronounced Palestine. And I know this because I once hopped a freight train in Palestine, Texas.
What?
That's right. I'll tell you about it later. Smith Ballou attended the University of Texas from 1920 to 1922, and while there organized a jazz combo called Jimmy's Joys, playing banjo and later serving as vocalist. In March of 1925, he formed another group called the Texas Jazzers, and he also worked with the bands of Ted Weems, Hal Kemp, and the Dorsey Brothers. In 1929, he started the Smith Ballou Orchestra and began his recording career with OK, but over the next 20 years he made records on dozens of labels. In 1936, he moved to Hollywood, where he appeared in 24 films, primarily westerns, between 1936 and 1950. Smith Ballou died in Longview, Texas on May 2, 1984, and is buried in Fort Worth. Here are three from Smith Ballou.
Love you, honest.
sweetness, I love you truly. Need you, need you, need you, indeed I do. Say that you need me too. When you're near me, sweetness, I wear a smile. But when I'm without you, nothing's worthwhile. Tell me, tell me, tell me, sweetness, do you love me as I love you? You do. It seems so new what you do. It thrills me through what you do. So do what you do some more. You know I love what you do. Keep dreaming of what you do. Don't be above what you do, but do what you do some more. Can't get enough of the kisses you throw me. I need a big supply. Give me the kisses you owe me. Owe me. Oh my, do I adore what you do. More and more and more and more what you do. I'm crazy for what you do. So do what you do some more. Thank you.
Here am I, but you are far. While I croon my love so tender, are you listening? When the leafy lanes and sleepy shadows knew you, you will find me waiting, always calling to you. High above, a lark is whistling, while I wonder where you are. Words of love to you I'm whispering. Are you listening?
There's the moon in all its splendor. Here am I, but you are far. While I croon my love so tender, are you listening? Where the leafy lanes and sleepy shadows knew you, you will find me waiting, always calling to you. High above a lark is whistling, while I wonder where you are. Words of love to you I'm whispering. Are you listening?
There's an interesting record for you, and a triple R debut for Jacques Renard and his orchestra with Are You Listening? Even the spelling of the title is unusual, with just the letter R in quotes and not the word R-A-R-E. And there's an apostrophe in place of the E in listening. And of course the G is dropped. You no doubt recognize the vocal by Smith Ballou, but only diehard old-time radio buffs are likely to recognize the recitation by Tony Wans. W-O-N-S. Tony Wans was born December 26, 1891, in Menasha, Wisconsin. According to Tony, he got his start in radio at around age 34 by simply walking into WLS with a book under his arm and saying to the program manager, "I would like to broadcast. I can read Shakespeare." They gave him 45 minutes, and immediately after, the station manager offered him a weekly spot to read Shakespeare plays. Later, he played the part of the preacher on the Little Brown Church of the Air before starting his show, Tony's Scrapbook, in which he read works by Shelley, Whitman, and others, and dispensed homespun philosophy over the Columbia Network Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9:30. The show was sponsored by Hallmark Cards, and Tony often asked the audience, "Are you listening?" I wonder that about this show all the time. He also put out annual print anthologies of poetry from the show. Before today, I had never heard of Tony Wans, and that's why I love doing this show. Before Are You Listening, it was Smith Ballou with the Ipana Troubadours and Do What You Do, recorded by Columbia on July 9, 1929. Do What You Do was composed by George Gershwin, with lyrics by Ira Gershwin and Gus Kahn for the Broadway musical Showgirl. It opened at the Ziegfeld Theater on July 2, 1929, and ran for 111 performances, with Duke Ellington conducting the orchestra. We started off our tribute to Smith Ballou with Smith and two others, accompanied by Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys, on Sweetness from July 17th, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.